Okay, this is the Rude Crude Amish Dude podcast, and spoiler alerts for Wayward Pines Season 1, Episode 3. What a fucking show it was. Very good. If you haven't watched the series yet, or if you haven't looked at it, or if you haven't checked it out yet, please do. I'm sure you could find it on, I think Fox hosts it. Find it on there, look it up, watch the episodes, it's really good. In this episode, Matt Dillon's character goes, and it's just right after the death of Juliette Lewis, his friend that he had made in Wayward Pines. And she passed away in the last one. They killed her for trying to escape. There's a big, electric gate on the outskirts, on the borders of the town, and they were trying to get out of it, so that's when they caught her. They didn't catch him yet, but it starts off with his wife looking for him. She eventually ends up at the FBI office where he worked at, and sort of hacks the computer with his password, and ends up locating him due to his past receipts. Like, his last purchase was at a gas station somewhere in Idaho or something like that. And from there, she finds her way to Wayward Pines, her and her son. So they end up driving up there to Wayward Pines. And the sheriff, who's in charge of the town, he finds them trying to get in, trying to enter the town. And he takes a look at their car, and he plants oil on the ground, motor oil, and he tells her, you know, hey, you have a leak on your car. And he said, I can fix it for you till you get into town. She's like, okay. So I think he cuts their brake line or whatever, because the next scene, Matt Dillon ended up in an underground facility somehow. And found the wreckage of their car that they had had. And from there, the sheriff finds him. I don't know how he keeps finding these people, but found him and kicked his ass. And he wakes up in the hospital the next day to find that his wife and son have moved into the town. And they now have a town there. Just, I don't know, it was just a weird episode. It was really good. From there, she doesn't know yet, but the son sort of knows. His ex-partner, who was a female, she ended up in Wayward Pines as well. And, you know, they had a history. It doesn't really say, but it seems like they had an affair. Wife doesn't know about it yet. But one day, or the same day, the son follows Matt Dillon's character out, and he finds that he's seeing this girl, he's talking to her, they're talking about trying to escape, you know, that she's been trying to escape for years, and she's not able to, and Matt Dillon's still persistent that he wants to escape, and stuff like that, just one big mess. So the wife finds out, and she's not having it, she's pissed off, she's, you know... She leaves her wedding ring on the table and leaves town with her son. They start walking out. And from there, they get followed by the sheriff. And they start running, and he starts chasing them down in his truck. And they end up, you know, he ends up hurting the boy. And after that, you know, he's planning on shooting the wife, or he's questioning her or something like that, and at the last minute Matt Dillon comes in and kicks his ass. And from there, the son is in the truck right now because I guess the sheriff had told him to wait in there. And so the sheriff's pointing the gun at Matt Dillon, and he's about to shoot when the son runs over the sheriff with the car. Matt Dillon ends up finishing the guy off with the gun. And they try to escape the town because they're by the electrified fences or the border. and he takes the keys off the sheriff, and it opens up a door, like a huge steel door, and all of a sudden, like a creature comes out, something that you don't see, but from there, it steals the body of the sheriff while they're trying to leave. So he quickly closes up the door and reverses, and that's where it ended. And I was like really, really shocked by that. It was out of left field. And totally took me by surprise. Like I haven't been that shocked by a TV show in a while. But then again, it is M. Night Shyamalan who's directing it, so it's king of surprises and stuff like that. But that was a good episode, and it was a good it was good. It left you on a cliffhanger, so I'm waiting for next week to see what happens next. You know, who's behind the gate or what is behind the gate? It sounded like there's a ton of monsters outside the gate. You know, who knows what they were. Anyways. So Kung Fury came out today, and there's a couple places premiering it, like El Rey Network premiered it on their channel around 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern, and a little bit before that, the company that did the movie itself had released it on YouTube, so I decided to check it out on YouTube on my Xbox on my flat screen at home, and it was a really, really good movie. If you haven't seen the trailer for Kung Fury yet, it's really good. It's a throwback to the 80s sort of VHS action, you know, Hasselhoff, freaking Knight Rider type stuff, Miami Vice. Basically, this guy, he's a cop, and he's doing a bust one day. And him and his partner come across like some sort of karate master or some shit. And through that, I think the karate guy killed him or killed his partner or something like that. And then from there, the dude who plays Kung Fury falls or knocks out or something like that and wakes up. He has like a dream that, you know, he's in something like, you know, China where they practice kung fu and all this stuff happens. It's like a cheese thing. He says, I got struck by lightning and I was bitten by a cobra and I had a dream that I was traveling through China where they practice kung fu, and when I awoke and I had kung fu powers and I'm the chosen one now or something like that. And he's now he has Kung Fury, he has Kung Fu powers. He can jump, he can kick, he can do whatever the hell he wants. And what happens? It gets to where he's trying to stop Hitler from causing the Holocaust, I guess. So he hacks himself back into time with the help of another friend, and ends up going back like however many thousands of years to the Viking Age. And at that time, he meets two Viking warriors, two female Viking warriors, and they summon Thor to help him out and help him time travel. So he goes back to Nazi Germany times and totally kicks Hitler's ass. He takes out like a few, you know, not a few, but a lot, sort of like those SS guys, like the Hitler Nazi guys, and it was really good. It came out, you know, they had dinosaurs killing people, they had the Vikings and shit like that, and Thor was fucking killing people with his magic hammer of doom, whatever the hell. And I really liked it, you know. It was a short but sweet movie, you know. It's about 30 minutes long. It's on YouTube, Kung Fury the movie. And David Hasselhoff makes a cameo in it as his car. It's like a, what is it, like a Ferrari. 1980s era, I'm thinking, Ferrari. And instead of like HAL, it's It's like Hoff 9000 or something like that. And he's like a talking car and shit. It was pretty funny, you know. I know David Hasselhoff did a music video for that movie called True Survivor or something like that. It was pretty good. It was a heavy song. And another movie I checked out the other day was The Girl Who Walks Home Alone at Night. And that was. It was a foreign film. And I know Vice had posted about it. And they had been promoting it for a while. And it's like a. It's an Iranian ghost town that this guy, he has a father who's like addicted to drugs. I don't know if it's like heroin or something like that. His father is addicted to drugs, and his father owes money to drug dealers and stuff like that. And it's like it was shot in black and white, and it's sort of like a love story slash western slash vampire movie. But long story short, it was about a guy who befriends a girl who she kills vampire. I mean, she doesn't kill vampires. She kills people. She's a bloodsucker, and it was a really good movie. It was very dark. It had a good like little love story. Like they sort of fell for each other, and I felt it had like a vibe of like I guess empowering women, because there was like a guy who was like a total douche, and he was like a drug dealer, and he had invited that chick over, the vampire girl, and he was doing coke and he was doing all sorts of stupid shit, and just like a pretty much like a bro, like he just being like a dick, and she ends up killing him and takes his money and stuff like that, you know. It was really good, you know. It's worth a watch. It's on Netflix right now, and it got all sorts of good reviews on it, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it's just been a crazy week for me. Been looking for some work, like a job. Got laid off recently, but haven't had time to write anything for this podcast, really. I've been meaning to do a lot of reviews and music stuff, but I've still been checking out some movies and keeping up with the Twin Peaks news. Like I know David Lynch is back on, and he's gonna be directing. It's gonna be 18 episodes instead of 9. Yada yada yada. It's still good. And oh man, some interesting. I don't know. Say like news came up the other day, or something got posted the other day. Or it was Machen Amick, who plays Shelley Johnson on Twin Peaks, has a daughter. I don't know how to say her name. Is Minas or Minas Tobias? And she came out. She's a pop singer. She came out with a music video that was like an homage to Twin Peaks, and it was really beautiful. It was a really good music video. I'll look up the name right here, or I'll post it on the blog to where you can check it out. But it was a really good, beautiful voice. The daughter is beautiful as well, just like her mom. And I really liked the music. It was really good. And on that note, I think we're probably going to call it a night, hitting about 14 minutes. But I'm gonna be working on some new stuff. I'm gonna be listening to some new music, as well as checking out some more movies. And you can keep up with that on my blog and on the iTunes feed as well. So check it out. Rate my blog. Check out my blog, and just give it a like, give me a shout out on there, and I'll holler back at you. But yeah, I'm gonna end it tonight. And you guys have a good one.